This week's Sedra, Parshas Mishpatim. Last week's Sedra, we saw the Aseres Hadibros, Matan Torah. Now, immediately following Matan Torah, what do we have? Parshas Mishpatim, which be'ikar is the civil laws. Laws of Geneva, Shomrim, etc., etc. So it's interesting, Ara, that the Torah here, right after the giving of the Torah, we begin with what? Civil law. Yet the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he did it the opposite. Right? He begins with Orachayim, then Yoredeya, Ibn Ezra, and the law, civil laws, Choshen Mishpat, is at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. So why is that the case? Why does the Torah here begin with the civil law, yet Yosef Karo, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote civil law at the end, at the Choshen Mishpat, the last of the Arbaturim. So, Satmar Rebbe, that's all, suggests the following. He says that at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, around Simin Yud Beis, the Mechaber says the following: Mitzvah Lomar Lebalei Dinim Betchila Hadin Atem Rotzim Opshara. So it's a mitzvah to first ask the Balei Dinim involved, do you want the din as it is, or perhaps you prefer to make a pshara, make a compromise without this between yourselves, come to an agreement. V'chol beis din sh'oseh pshara hareze meshubach, and any beis din that does a pshara, that's ideal. It's better to make a compromise. They're not willing, it doesn't work out, then you give the din. In fact, the Balei Turim, this is a remnant to this in the beginning of the Sedra. Right? The first words, Reveila Hamishpatim, the word Hamishpatim, take the first letter of Hey Mem, right? Hey Mem Shin, etc. Spells out Hamishpatim. Hey is Hadayan Mitzvah Sheyaseh Pshara Terem Yaseh Mishpat. That's the notrikon of Hamishpatim. Right, the hey is hadayan, mem mitzvah, sheyasa, pshara. It's better that you should do pshara, terem before yasa mishpat, before you do a mishpat. It's better to do a pshara. Fine. Memela, says the Satmar Rebbe, if that being the case, the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, was hesitant about beginning the Shulchan Aruch with Choshen Mishpat. Why? Because the person will read right at the beginning, it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, the compromise. So he'll think, oh! So as he's going through the rest of the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to think that all the laws of the Torah should be compromised. Shabbos, Kashrus, whatever. Start off with compromise. You have to compromise. Person may compromise in everything. Chas v'shalom. Compromise is only when it comes to bin adam l'chavero, monetary things. It's good to mevater, to compromise. But not when it comes to Shabbos, Kashrus. No compromise. You do exactly what the Torah says. Therefore, out of fear of people thinking that we should make a compromise in all Torah, he left the compromise to the end of the Shulchan Aruch and began with the other start. Okay. Next. It's a very beautiful remiss of Moshe Shmuel Glick, Shlita. It says the following. It says there's seven types of Piskei Dinim, and we find in the Gemara. Seven ways of the way the basin could give psak. And the first letter of each of these seven ways also spell out Hamishpatim. El Hamishpatim, Hamishpatim. What are they? Hey is Hamotzi Mechavero Alavaraya. Mem, Muchzak. Shin, Shuda Dedaini. Pei, Pshara, as we saw. Tes, Taninan. Taninan for at least the Yosomim, etc. Yud, Yachloku. And Mem, Munach. Yemunach Hachevoliyahu. So they all spell out, Hamotzi, Muchzak, etc. spells out Hamishpatim. I know what you're all asking. You're going to ask, what about Kol Dalim Gvar? You left out Kol Dalim Gvar, where we take we don't know who's right, sometimes the basin, halacha is, you just throw it out to them, let them fight over it. How come it's not, there's no remez over here? So that, he says that depends. There's a machloikis. Is Kol Dalim Gvar is the idea that we're mesalik from the psak? In other words, the basin says we don't want to get involved. We're not going to paskin. Take it and do what you want. We're not getting involved. So if that's the idea, there's no rem. It's because it is not a psak. It's not a psak. It's their mesalik themselves from the psak. Fine. But you're going to ask, what about according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher? he held that it is a psak. It's a real psak. Kol Dalin Gvar is a psak. So where is there a remez to Kol Dalin Gvar over here? So he says, you have to continue reading. Hamishpatim, we mentioned the seven. What are the next words? Asher, which is Rubenu Asher, the Rosh, Tasim Lifnehem, put it down in front of them and let them fight over it. It's all there. There's another remez. Also, there's various rayas that also the Gemara brings. It can bring a raya for you to the din. And there's also hinted from the word mishpatim. What are they? Mem migo, shin shvua, pei palginan, tes taina, yud and mem is yavo mivaser, the Eliyahu, teku. I know what you're all asking now. What about the Ikaraya? What's that? Edim. Where's the remez to Edim over here? The answer to that is very simple. You take the words, Ve'ele ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifnehem, is the gematria, al-pi shnei Edim, o al-pi shlosha Edim, yakum davar. So there's a remez to Edim there as well. So, Maisa, there was once anti-Semite, and this was before the war, before the Shoah, and he claimed that the Jewish people are bring about anti-Semitism on themselves. They're bringing the anti-Semitism on themselves. Why? So he turned and he says, "Look, the way your Torah is, it's just, you know, you're asking for it." He says, "Why?" He says, "Example." He says, "You come to a court case, you know, in the Beis Din." And what happens? Along comes Kaiser Wilhelm, himself, comes the Kaiser into the Beis Din, and he says, "I'd like to testify on behalf of so-and-so, I've seen this, I want to be an aide." What do we say? Sorry. What? Can't be an aide. You're a goy. No, it's not accepted. And then this Pasha the Yid walks in. "Oh, I saw this." "Oh, you did? Great. Yeah, come be an aide." He says, you're asking for anti-Semitism. What, you're telling me that Kaiser Wilhelm, that he's a liar? And this Pasha the Yid is telling the truth? I don't understand. Well, you see, you're asking for anti-Semitism. So Rav Yechiel Weinberg, that's all, is the Sridei Eish, he answered this anti-Semit back. And he says, "You know what? Let me quote unquote strengthen your question. Let me strengthen your question. I have another question." "What?" He says, "What about you have a group of nine Jews in shul, and they want to daven mincha, whatever. They need a minyan. So one goes out, the tenter. We need a tent. And what happens? Kaiser Wilhelm walks in and says, 'Here, can I help you? Can I help you? You're calling out ten. Here, can I be your tent?'" Say, "Sorry, can't be our tent here, you know, goy." And then this old yid comes in, you know, walks in with his walking stick and into the bin. "Oh, everybody's so happy. Oh, Hashem, great, we got our minyan." So he says, "You see, also, look, girl, we're being, you know." So the guy said to Rav Weinberg, he says, that's not a good comparison. Why? He said, "Because a minyan," he says, that's a religious ceremony. "Because that's a religious ceremony. So we can understand, you have a religious ceremony, that's only the people in that religion, you know, are part of it. So of course, Kaiser Wilhelm is a goy, he's not part of the Jewish thing, so he can't be part of that Jewish ceremony, you know. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, courts and legal systems what's wrong with Kaiser Wilhelm?" So says Rav Weinberg, says, "That's exactly your mistake." He says, "You have to realize, and you don't realize, that our civil law, our court system, our batei dinim, that's also a religious ceremony by us. It's not like your courts. It's also religious. It's also based 100% on the Torah." He says, "I'll prove it to you." He says, "Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron coming to give testimony in the Beis Din. But they both saw something. Would you say they're liars telling the truth? Of course they're telling Moshe and Aaron. But we allow apostle for Adas. Why? Their relatives, no good. But why? Aren't they honest?" "Yeah, but the Torah says." So you see, that it's not that logical. It's what the Torah says. And therefore, that's your mistake. Our court systems are also a religious ceremony. Okay, next pasuk says, "Kisikne evid ivri, sheshanim yavod." So, questions asked that the lashon's a little bit funny. Because ki sikne, when you buy an Eved Ivri, you don't buy an Eved, you buy a Jew that's not an Eved, and once after you buy him, then he becomes an Eved. So what's ki sikne Eved, what should it say? It should say, ki tikne Ivri le'Eved. When you buy a Jew to be an Eved. Not when you buy an Eved. You don't buy an Eved. You buy a Jew and he becomes an Eved. So the Shairi Mincha says, what's pshat, as the pasuk continues, Sheish Shanim Yavod, why only 6 years? Because Hashem looks down upon this whole idea and says, look, you're my slaves. The pasuk says, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. B'nei Yisrael are slaves to me. They shouldn't be slaves to other people. Therefore, maximum 6 years and that's it, because you're my slaves. And Meili says, according to that, the Lashon is very good. Ki sikne eved. You're buying an Eved. What Eved? The Eved of Hashem. And because he's an Eved of Hashem, he's an Eved Ivri, therefore, Sheish Shanim Yavod, therefore you're limited to 6 years. Why? Because he's an Eved Hashem, Eved Hashem. Therefore the Eved is an Eved, except the Eved Hashem and not the Eved of a person. Okay. Pasuk says, Rak Shivto Yitain Verapo Yerape. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Hei, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Rofe L'Rafe. Here's a permission given to doctors to cure. The Torah needs to get permission to doctor. Because one could say, look, Hashem made the person sick, so Hashem will make him better if he wants to, and the people are not allowed to get involved. But here Hashem says, no, I don't mind, I want people to get involved, and they have Rishus, Kan Nitna Rishus L'Rofe L'Rafe. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita makes interesting here. He says he comments on the double lashon. It says Rak Shivto Yitain V'Rapo Yirape. Why the double lashon? Rapo Yirape. Say Yirape. So he says because sometimes the doctor gives you a prescription to take this medicine, and you take the medicine, and with that, maybe goes away the problem you have, but then something new pops up, a new side effect. And then you have to take another medicine for the medicine that he gave you. So therefore, that's the rapo yirape. Sometimes you need a refuah for the trufa. He cures you here, and then something else happens. And so that's rapo yirape. Famous idea that Otzi Yadias points out, says that here we're talking about the doctor curing. Now the thing is, when a doctor, human being, cures somebody, like a doctor, very often the effects are harsh. It may take harsh medicines, have side effects, like we said, or operations, or whatever. When a person cures, a doctor cures, it can be harsh. Mele, he says, the pays have dots in them. Rapo yirape. It's very harsh, lashon. Because talking about here, as we said, kan nitna rishus l'rofe. Here's the doctor healing. So since it's a doctor, human being healing, therefore it's very harsh lashon. Rapo yirape. However, when we find the lashon of Hashem healing, that's much easier. Hashem takes care, when Hashem does it, without operation, without pills, Hashem takes care of it, much easier. It's much better that way. So therefore, when we find a language of Hashem healing, it's not with a p, but with a f, soft. Example, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nerafe. Rifa'enu with a fe, not a pe. Where else? Baruch Hashem, Rofe Kol Basar. Hashem is the Rofe Kol Basar, not Rope. Rofe, again, soft. And the Pasuk in Tehillim, right? HaRofe L'chol Tachalu Aichi. Hashem is the Rofe of all sickness. So whenever Hashem, it cures, it's a Lashon of F. It's because it's an easy cure. So Maisa, I'm sure I have said it before, but I like this Maisa, so I'll say it again. While talking about doctors, the Maisa with the Netziv Mivalashim, that once he was ill, and he used to be knowing not to call doctors. When he was sick, he didn't call doctor, took care of things himself, as it were. But once he was sick for a few days, and his family was getting nervous, worried, you know, he's not calling a doctor, so they convinced him, you know, we have to call a doctor. He says, okay, I agree, fine, call a doctor. So the doctor comes, gives him a checkup, hears that, sees the problem, and he writes him a prescription, and says, you know, take these, and hopefully things will be better. Good, so the doctor leaves. No sooner the doctor leaves, the Netziv takes the prescription, tears it up, and throws it in the garbage. So he turns to him, and he said, what's going on over here? Okay, you saw you're not well. You called the doctor. You agreed to have the doctor come. He examined you, went through the whole thing, told you what. So at least why would you rip up the prescription? Nassif told him, I'll tell you why. He says, what's pshat? Normally I don't call doctors. Why? Because Hashem punishes a person mida keneged mida. Meaning, every time I'm sick, I see what's wrong with me. And then I see, let's say my ear is hurting me. So then I say, I probably listened to something I shouldn't have been listening to, some lashon hara, whatever. And then that's why my ear hurts. So then I do tshuva on that, and then I get better. Whatever it might be. So that's what I always do, and it always works. But this time, I'm not well. I wasn't well, but I didn't know exactly what was the source of my sickness. It wasn't clear, like my ear was hurting me. It was something, I didn't know what it was. So therefore, very good. I wanted the doctor to come. He examined me. He told me what the source of my sickness is. But Mela, now that I know what it is, I can do tshuva and it'll go away also. I don't need his prescription. So I threw it in the garbage. Another cute maisa with the Kotzke Rebbe. Says there was a plague of cholera in this area. And people were very sick, dying or whatever. So they came to the Kotzke Rebbe to, help. So he wrote a kameya. He wrote on a little piece of paper. He wrote something and wrapped it up, whatever. And sure enough, it worked and the plague left. So they were curious to see what he wrote inside this petek. So they opened it up and they saw four letters. Ches, Lamed, Resh, Ayin. So they said, yeah, cholera. That's cholera, right, in Hebrew, cholera. So they said, he probably wrote, he wrote what the sickness was, cholera, ches, lamed, resh, ayin, and so that it should have an effect and go against that sar and shemayim that's bringing the sickness, or whatever, it had his old cheshbonus, whatever. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, that wasn't my intent. He said, no, so why did you write cholera, chet, lamed, resh, ayin? He says, no. He says, that's Rashi Tevis. What is it? Chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu, chet lamed reishain. Okay, as a famous Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Pei Beis that bothers many people, so we'll offer a few different explanations. The Gemara says, "Tov sheberofim legehenim," so literally meaning the best of doctors go to Gehenim. So everybody said, what's pshat? How could that be? Why did a doctor go ahead? So Rav Shach Zatzal said, tongue-in-cheek, that why do the best doctors go to Gehenim? He says, because who's in Gehenim? The people that are going through a very rough time. So they need some good doctors down there. This isn't Gan Eden. Everybody's healthy. You don't need good doctors there. Tov Shemarofim Shemegehenim. That's where they need the doctors, not in Gan Eden. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, give another idea. He says that the doctors, there could be a doctor, let's say a surgeon, okay? And somebody has to go through an operation, a very dangerous operation that could save his life, or chas v'shalom, the opposite. And the surgeon could say, look, I'm going to operate on this guy. There's a 50-50 chance the guy might not make it. He might die under the knife. And I'm going to go to Gehenim. I'm going to be like Kitzilei, and I killed the guy. What do I need that for? What do I need that Tsaris? Let somebody else do it. I don't want to get involved. Why should I go Gehenim, and try cutting this guy up? But a good doctor, what does he say? He says, no, I'll do it, I'll risk it, and I'll do my best, and I end up going to Gehenim, whatever. Okay, but I'll do whatever I can do to save this guy. That's Tov Sheberofim LeGehenim. A good doctor is one that wants to risk his Gehenim in order to save this guy's life. One last idea is once a doctor that he used to take a hefty sum of money from his patients. The person come for a visit, and he would take a lot of money from the person. So they asked him, why are you doing that? It's not right. It's poor people, whatever. Why are you taking so much money? All the other doctors are taking much less. What? So he says, no, it's for their own good. How could that be for their own good? He said, listen. He said, Hashem goes there on plony and sickness. Right? They should be sick. Now, in order to get rid of that sickness, he has to, like, pota the sickness, to, like, redeem it. In other words, he has to shell out money, and by shelling out money for the saint, that's his cure. That's his, like, he's like, he redeems it, you know, by paying money, and then that gets rid of his sickness. So in Mela, the quote-unquote good doctors that are good-hearted, they say, here, just give me a little bit of money, give me no money, give me a little. So poor guy, he's poured his sickness little by little, and they have to go another, he's still sick, and finally, pays off his, you know, the sickness. He's been sick for a year. He says, I'm not like that, right? I'm not a good doctor. I take the whole money right away, so then the guy can get better right away. She says, that's Tov Sheberofim Leganim. The good, the hearted doctor, the good ones, they're going to Gehenim because they're causing this guy to have to be sick a long time. Whereas I'm not a quote-unquote good doctor. I'm a bad guy taking all the money right away so that the guy can get healthy right away. Okay. Pasuk says, Kol Almana V'yasom Lo Sanun. You shouldn't afflict the widows and orphans, etc. There's a maisa with Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. Rav Shach saw that one day Rav Isser Zalman was walked upstairs to his apartment, and he then came back right down again. And then he, a few minutes later, walks back up again to his apartment, and a few minutes later walks down again, and then walks up and down. He's like, "What's going on?" So he approaches him and he says, "Rebbe, I don't understand. Keep going upstairs, down. What's going on?" So he said, "I'll tell you." He said, I wanted to go home. I went upstairs to my apartment. Just before I went in, I heard from the other side of the door, I have a maid, like a cleaning lady or whatever, and she's working in my apartment cleaning up, and she's a widow. Okay, she's an almana. And I heard through the door that she was singing to herself, you know, singing while she's working, you know. So I knew that if I walk in, of course she's going to, the rub's here, you know, she's going to stop singing, of course. But I also know that the singing, I'm sure, makes her feel good, you know, makes it lightens her load, you know, as she's singing while she's working, and, you know, she's an almana after all, and she has a lot of pain, and singing, you know, takes off the load a little bit while she's working. So I didn't want to walk in so she should stop singing. So therefore I just left and went back down, waited a few minutes, went back upstairs. I saw she was still singing. I went down, went back up, she was still singing, so I just waited until I didn't hear the singing anymore, and then I went in. Okay. Pasuk says, in kesef talveh sami es hani imach. So the simple pshat in kesef talveh is to lend. If a person lends money, es hani imach, the poor person. The Yalkut Urim darshan is the following. As we know, the old saying that you can't take it with you. Right? A person can't take his money with him to the next world. What does a person, yes, take with him? Only his good deeds, his Torah and mitzvahs. So here it is, a remez. Right? In kesef talveh, if you want talveh, livui also means to escort. If you want your kesef to escort you, in kesef talveh, esami, then what should you do? Es ha'animach, you should give tzedakah to the anim. That type of kesef, a kesef that, yes, goes with you. Okay. It's a very nice idea I'd like to share with you. We'll tie it to the sedra shortly. Begins with something we say in the Musaf during the Yamim Noraim. Something very hard to understand. In the Musaf we say the following: Be'ein made litz yosher, mul magid pesha. Says when there's ein made, we don't have a made litz yosher. There's nobody to talk on our behalf in Shemayim for us. We're goners. Ein made, there's no made litz yosher. We have nobody to talk for on our behalf. Mul magid pesha. Against the Magid Pesha, the Satan. The Satan's Mekatrig here and there against us, and Ein Melitz Yosher. We have nobody to help us. Pasuk continues, Tagid li Yaakov devarchoku mishpat, v'tzadkenu b'mishpat, hamelech ha-mishpat. We say, Hashem, tzadkenu b'mishpat, give us a good din, acquit us, right, you're the melech ha-mishpat. So, ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I don't understand. We just got through saying, Ein Melitz Yosher, we're doomed. There's nobody can be Melitz Yosher. Hashem, Tzadkenu B'Mishpat, give us a good Mishpat. Well, it doesn't go. If we have no Melitz Yosher, how can we ask that Hashem should give us a good Mishpat? So he answers based on the following din. The halacha is, you have a Beis Din, of 23. For capital cases, you need a basin of 23 judges. Fine. So you have 23 judges judging this certain guy, whether if he's, let's say, chayav misa or not. So they hear the case, whatever, and then they vote. So what's the halacha? If out of these 23 judges, right, 22 of them say he is chayav, 22. But one, the 23rd, say, I don't know, I think he's innocent. So what's the din? He's chayav. 22 against 1. 22 say he's chayav. 1 says he's innocent. Of course he's chayav. We kill him. Fine. But what's the din if all 23 say he's chayav? They go through the 22. All chayav. Get to the 23rd, also chayav. The halacha is, he's freed. Innocent. What's going on? Right? 22 out of 23 say he's chayev. He's chayev. 23 out of 23, all of a sudden he's pater. Says, yeah, that's the din. Why? There's explanations given, but pashtus, it's a chok. Like we said, the laws of the batei mishpat, that's not, it's also a religious ceremony. Okay? So it's a chok. There are explanations, but the pashtus, it's a chok. So Meile, says Rav Chaim, now we can understand very nicely what we're saying over here in Musaf. Dafka, because Be'ein Meilitz Yosher, we don't have a Meilitz Yosher, Mu Magid Perez, against the Satan, nobody's on our side, nobody. Nobody means every single person or source or force in Shemaim is against us. So what happens if it's 23 out of 23 that says you're Chayev? Then you're Pater. Therefore, we say, Tagid li yachod davar chok u'mishpat. We have a chok. What's the chok? If all 23 say you're chayav, then you're innocent. Memela shem tzakenu b'mishpat. Give us a good judgment. Because everybody, we don't have a melech yosher. We're 23 against 20 against us. So memela tzakenu b'mishpat. Based on this idea, Rav Heschel uses this to explain a midrash in Parshas Bo. The Midrash says the following. Amar Hashem l'malachi. Hashem turned to the angels and asked them a question. Ru'uyim heim lilkot b'choshech? Are these people here on earth deserving to have choshech being brought on them? Makas choshech? V'iskimu kulam. All the angels said, yes. Unanimous. The Midrash continues. V'lama hevi aleihem choshech? And why did Hashem bring on them Choshech? And the Midrash continues, giving two reasons. One reason is because it gave an opportunity for Hashem to kill the Rishei Yisrael when it was dark and the Egyptians didn't see the Jewish Rishayim die. And the second reason the Midrash says is so that the Jewish people can look around in the houses of the Mitzrayim and see all where all their gold and silver is, what they can take later on when they're going to leave Mitzrayim. Adkan the Midrash. So, explains with Heschel, based on, we said before, the Taich in the Midrash. Hashem first asked the Malach, should I bring Choshech? What does it say? Hiskimu kulam. Every single Malach said, yes, bring Choshech on them. We said before that if it's unanimous to be Chayav, what's the din? Pater. So Mele, the Midrash, was bothered and said, wait a second, Hiskimu kulam, every single Malach said he deserved to get Choshech, so then he shouldn't get Choshech, because it's unanimous. Unanimous, you don't give it. There should be Pater. That's why the Midrash continues and says, V'lama hevi aleihem Choshech? That was the Midrash's question. So why Choshech then? They shouldn't get the Choshech. It was unanimous. So answers the Midrash, and another point. We said that if it's unanimous and he's acquitted, he's innocent. However, there's an exception. That's only if every single Dayan said he's Chaya for the same reason. But if there's different reasons given, then it's not, as if it's not unanimous, then we do kill the person. It's only if it's unanimous for the same reason. If there's more than one reason, then he's not acquitted, then he is Chaya. Memele, that's the Midrash's answer. You want to know if everybody, Iskimukul, all the Malachim said, yes, bring the Choshech, how could he bring the Choshech? Lama v'yim Choshech? The Midrash answered, because it's not all the same reason. There's one reason because of the kill the Rishayim of the Israel. The other reason is to search the houses. Since it's not a unanimous reason, Memele, they could be Chayav, and that's why he brought Aleim the Choshech. Finally, we arrive at our Sedra. What does it have to do with our Parsha? See a beautiful Taich using this idea, explain the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, "Midvar shecher tirchak v'naki v'tzadik al tarog ki lo atzdik rasha." Mele can understand the pasuk as follows. Imagine, again, you have the Beis Din sitting there, 23 judges, and they hear the case, and they said, okay, what's your decision? Chayev, 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 chayev. 22 judges, everyone says they're chayev. They come to the 23rd judge and say, okay, now what do you have to say? So he starts making a cheshbon. He says, wait a minute. All the 22 judges before me, they all said chayev. I also know the guy's chayev. I know, it's clear, he's obviously chayev. But if I'm going to say also chayev, he's going to go free. Because 22 has already said chayev. I also going to be unanimous. His chayev is going to go free. So I don't want him to go free because I know he's chayev. So what will I do? I'll say he's innocent. So that he'll be chayev. Because then it'll be 22 against with 1 and then it'll be chayev. Comes along the pasuk and says, midavar sheker tirchak. Don't do that. Don't lie. Right? You know he's chayev. So say he's chayev. And to say v'natzkivet tzadik, and you want to say what? No, I want to say he's nakivet tzadik, so that what? So they'll get killed. No, midavar sheker tilchak. Don't say v'natzkivet tzadik. Don't say the guy's innocent, so that he'll be killed, so you'll have the you won't have the unanimous decision. No, don't lie. Al tarog, meaning, don't worry. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Are you going to say he's in it? You're going to say he's guilty. He's going to not be killed. Yeah, I'll tarog. I'll tarog. The pasuk continues. Don't kill him. Aye, but you're going to say, but what's going to be then? This guy's a killer, right? And all of us know he's a killer. 22. My turn. I want it. He's a killer. He's going to be running around the streets. What does the Torah conclude with? Hashem says, ki lo atzdik rasha. Don't worry about it, Hashem says, I will not be matzdik a Rasha. He's a Rasha, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it, I'll take care of him. You just have to do what the Torah says. The Torah says, I'll midvar sheker tirchak. If you think he's chayev, say he's chayev. The eye is going to be unanimous, he's going to be running the streets because we're going to let him off. Ki lo atzdik Rasha, Hashem says, don't worry, I'm not going to be matzdik him, I'll take care of him. Which is, of course, a big yesod, right? A lot of times we see these various dinim in the Torah. It don't make sense. How could that be? What's going to be? What that? But as long as you follow the Torah, you don't have to worry. Why? Because the Chosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Hashem says, this is what you do. This is what you do. Oh, it doesn't matter. How could, not fair, sir. How could that? You don't have to worry about fair, not fair. You do what the Torah says, it's going to be fair. Why? Because Hashem's in control. What seems unfair now might seem unfair now, but everything will work out because Hashem's running the show. Always puts a whole different perspective in the Torah. So Hashem, we should take this to heart, and as we read parts of Mishpatim, we should be careful in making pshara. It's been only ben adam lechavero, and through our efforts in the mitzvahs ben adam lechavero, Kadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us and bring the Mashiach tzidkenu mimhirah v'yameinu.